Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Tears. We'll start off with some news. Well, Bangladesh will not be playing in the T20 World Cup, as you know, so Scotland has replaced them. Now, the latest is that Pakistan has refused to play India in the T20 World Cup, citing reasons, well, best known to, I reckon, to the PCB, but it is envisaged or being stated because ICC did not permit Bangladesh to change the venue from India to Sri Lanka. That's the reason they have refused to play against India. We are not sure what the consequences will be, but all that I can just state is four teams had pulled out earlier. In the 1996 World Cup, remember that both Australia and West Indies did pull out from playing the World Cup against Sri Lanka due to unrest. Back in 2003, remember, England refused to travel to Zimbabwe for the World Cup. That was due, I think, some political reason as well. And then New Zealand refused to travel to Kenya in the same year, that's 2003, because they did make mention there was a civil unrest when a bomb went off at that point in time. Well, so what I'm trying to state here is Pakistan is the fifth team to pull out of a World Cup match. The consequences, we are not sure. I don't want to comment on that because I don't know the exact negotiation that's going to take place now between PCB, the Pakistan Cricket Board, and the ICC. But we also had some warm-up games yesterday. Italy played against Canada. I've not seen Italy play before, but they've beaten the Canadians by 10 runs in a T20 World Cup warm-up game. Italy made 156 for the loss of four wickets in their allotted 20 overs, and Canada made 146 for six. Then India fielded an A side against the United States of America, and the USA made 200 in reply to India's total of 238 for three. So India win easily by 38 runs there. And today we are also having some warm-up games. Sri Lanka A team is playing against Oman. Netherlands will play against Zimbabwe. And Nepal will play against the United Arab Emirates. Nepal is a very talented outfit. Be interesting as to how they'll perform in the forthcoming World Cup as an associate member. Right, in the international arena, Sri Lanka will play against England in the third and the final T20, scheduled to be played at Palekele. And the news that I have for you from the Sri Lanka camp is of injury, shoulder injury to Ishan Malinga, and he'll be taken for an MRI checkup today in Colombo. We hope that he'll have a speedy recovery as well. Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the Women's Premier League, the Indian Premier League. Gujarat Giants being led by Ashley Garner and Delhi Capitals by Jemima Rodrigues. That's going to be an interesting game. And in the Under-19 World Cup being held now in Zimbabwe and Namibia, the co-host, four teams have entered the finals: Australia, England, India, and Afghanistan. But today is the first spot for the first semi-final that will decide the first finalist, actually. So Australia take on England. That will be very interesting. Do eyeball that. Now, this particular game starts the England-Australia Under-19 50-over World Cup will start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then Sri Lanka versus England is scheduled at 7 o'clock this evening, and Gujarat Giants versus Delhi Capitals at 7:30. So plenty of games to eyeball for your viewing pleasure. Before I wind up, let's join Shane Dullaver. Well, congratulations to Fiji for winning the Singapore Sevens, Rugby Sevens. They beat the strong French outfit by 29 points to 12. And Fijian Viva Naduel has been adjudicated as the player of the tournament. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pires. Do enjoy the rest of the day as we spin you a record for your listening pleasure as well.